Actually, it's a Colorado Health Foundation, just to make sure they get the credit, because that was a very important project. So I'm going to present, let me see, I think that is it. Okay. Yeah, I do have a financial relationship with Evolve Communications. That's the organization, the communications organization that created this project. My colleague, Cristina Bejarano, is presenting another aspect right now in another room about Encrucijada. And this was a project that I evaluated during my tenure at CRS here in Denver. So, why did we do this project? We have seen that the Spanish-speaking Latinos, especially in Colorado, face multiple barriers to access healthcare. Lack of trust in the system is one of them. Lack of knowledge of available services is another very important barrier. And therefore, they present very low rates of health insurance, even when they qualify. And they sometimes delay care for emergency situations. They go to the doctor once they need emergency care. So what we developed in Encrucijada, it was a soap opera. And why did we do a soap opera? We've seen that the electronic media is an excellent means to reach difficult to reach populations. The lead review that we conducted to plan this project indicated that radio and TV soap operas have been very effective in reaching third world country populations. And soap operas are very, very popular in Colorado with the Spanish-speaking Latino community. Univision, that is the TV station here, and they have radio stations too, it has the highest rating in Colorado. So Encrucijada was the result of a partnership, again, funded by the Colorado Health Foundation, but Evolve Communications. Entravision, that is the parent company of Univision, the TV station, the Colorado Department of Health, Policy and Financing, and the Public Health and Environment, the Department of Health here. So Encrucijada, Sin Salud No Hay Nada, that's the name of the soap opera. That means crossroads, there is nothing without health. It was a 12-30-minute episode TV miniseries that aired in Spanish TV in Univision here in Colorado from the spring to fall of 2009. And it was so successful, I'm going to show the results of the evaluation, that we are rebroadcasting right now. Every Sunday, we are rebroadcasting. We just broadcasted yesterday, Chapter 9. Aside from the showing of the soap opera, we wanted to make sure that we wouldn't just be entertaining and educational, but we could provide resources to the community so they could call somewhere and get information, because that's one of the barriers that they have. They don't know about the resources. So we, parallel to the soap opera, to the show, and to the broadcast, we had a call center staffed by Spanish speaker health promoters, lay health promoters, and they were providing information and resources on resources and the enrollment for public health insurance. So the purpose of the Encrucijada was to promote enrollment in the public health insurance, CHP Plus and Medicaid, and to educate the community about health topics, disease management, and healthy living. So our evaluation questions were what is the impact of Encrucijada in enrollment in health insurance? And also, what was the impact on the viewers' knowledge, attitudes, intentions, and behavior related to healthcare and changing individual lifestyle and health habits? Data collected, we included a bunch of, it was a mixed methodology. We included quantitative and qualitative data, the Nielsen TV ratings. The Nielsen TV ratings, actually, even when I don't have time to present everything that we have, but the Nielsen ratings cover between Denver metro area and north, and Denver metro area and south, and the ratings we got only are from the top, the north side of the state. So even when the numbers were very, very good, are an underrepresentation of what we have. We had customer service lines information from CHP Plus and Medicaid. We had the call center records, quantitative and qualitative information. We had a telephone survey that we conducted. We recruited participants from those callers to the call center who agreed to participate. And we collected baseline, mid-intervention, and post-intervention. And we had case studies also qualitative. We had 4 data collection points. So from the call center data, we received over 2,000 calls. And they represent, we will ask people how many minors in your house, how many adults, 18 or older, and we had an estimate of over 8,000 people reached from those people who just called the call center. There are reports that viewers share information that people will say, you know, we share information with my mom in Mexico and in Chihuahua or with my sister in Tennessee, and they want to watch Encrucijada and we only have it in Colorado. That was a big problem for them. And, but one of the important things is that calling the call center was already a change in behavior, a critical change in behavior. Some people do not think, and every time I do a presentation like this, I ask how many people have ever called a 1-800 number that you see on TV, and not many of us do that. So also from the call center data, we found out that there was a high interest in obtaining information about the CHP Plus, Medicaid, the eligibility, the application, location process, barriers to access. Let me explain a little bit about the Encrucijada. It was a soap opera. It was the drama, the love stories, all the ups and downs, and incorporating that is, there were a lot, I mean, it was loaded with health information, diseases, disease management. I mean, what Armando was presenting about those cases when people say, I didn't get the screen, and those cases were presented in Encrucijada. It was the life of 4 health promoters. And I invite you because on Wednesday we are doing another presentation on Encrucijada and how the project came alive. So it's going to be at 10:30 in the morning here. So it was that, Encrucijada was that. I mean, all the drama of a soap opera, no one died, which was good, but there were the love stories. So people got very, very engaged with that. There was also high interest from people calling the call center on finding out about low-cost health care, low-cost health insurance, and access to health care. Many people do not qualify for the public health insurance. They are undocumented or whatever, or for whatever reason they don't qualify. They were very, very interested in finding information about how to get health care. They knew it was important to them, and that was one of the important messages. Prevention was one of the important messages in Encrucijada. From the phone survey data, that was a very interesting challenge. From those people who called the call center, we will ask them, are you over 18? That was one of the questions. At the very end, there were 2 questions. Are you over 18 years old? And if they said yes, we will ask them if they wanted to participate in a series of interviews or focus groups or surveys. And if people will say yes, then we will call them again later, and then explain to them what was all about. They were going to receive incentives. We will explain them, you're going to be called this many times, this is about how long it's going to take, etc. And from those who said, from the numbers, we recruited 212 participants to the survey. And actually 75% answer survey 1, 70 survey 2, and 59, which it represents a 20% drop attrition rate. And 117 people answered actually the 3 surveys, so that was a great number for us. The phone survey data also gave us the information, the demographic information that showed that people who were calling and people who were kind of, they are not statistically representative, we cannot say that because we don't know how many more people watch. And the numbers in the ratings, the Nielsen ratings are very, very high. I mean, we were talking about 40,000 people watching any given night. And they have very low levels of education, and the 52 to 64% is because that was the report from survey 1, 2, and 3. So we have a range and low level of education. And they also have very low levels of English proficiency. We will ask them, do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? Do you read it? Do you this and how much? So that was, they reported very poorly or not well English. So this data suggests that people who were watching and who were calling really have difficulty accessing other types of the common channels of healthcare. So we found impact, encrucijada had an incredible impact in knowledge. We cannot say that it was significantly different or not because we just asked. I mean, this survey was 20 minutes long, about between 20 and 25 minutes long on the phone. And we will just ask people, have you learned anything within the last whatever from encrucijada? And they will say, yes, okay, give me examples of what you have learned. And we will ask them three examples. And people will start giving you this huge list of things. So we didn't do a pre-post or anything comparison throughout time, but people kept saying everything that they were learning. Seeking enrollment in public health insurance, there was a significant difference in there from point one to point three in surveys. Healthy living behaviors, disease management behaviors, and attitudes about self-care, family health, and family communications, again, when Armando was presenting, because one of the important things that people express, it's very, very common in the Latino community, I'm sure you know, that the parents do not pay attention to their health as much as they pay attention to their children. And in Encrucijada, one of the things that they do very, very specifically is if you don't take care of yourself, you cannot take care of your family. And the change in attitude from participants from in the study who said, I just realized that if my husband is not well and he's the breadwinner in the family, I need to make sure he's okay. So I'm sending him to get a colonoscopy. I'm sending him to do this and take an, he's never had a medical exam, you know. I'm gonna go and get an exam. So that was a very, very important result impact of Encrucijada. So some of the critical changes we had, increasing behavior seeking enrollment, again, it was and some of the specific changes reported, and it was in the survey, like they asked for information on enrollment, they gathered documents because, you know, you have to apply, you have to present all these documents, and completing enrollment application. Increasing healthy living behaviors also significant from survey one to survey three, and some of the changes that were reported were improving diet. It was amazing that people would say, you know, I realize I'm eating too much fat. I'm reducing the fat in my family. I'm reducing the soda. I'm not buying so much junk food for my children. You know, those kind of things. People would report, again, we have a mixed methodology, so we had in the case studies that people would just talk to me. I did the interviews for those. And they would say, you know, I'm going out to in my neighborhood, and it was a trailer complex. And she would say, I go around the block walking every afternoon. I bring my children in the bike. And I get two or three of my neighbors. They don't want to come out. And I go and knock at the doors and go and let's go and walk. So it was very interesting. There was one family that it's one of my favorite cases because she said, she's a young woman, she's 19, she has two children. Her husband works in construction. She said, you know, and there is this norms in the Latino community that if you are a little bit overweight, you're fine, but if you are skinny, you're sick. You're unnourished or something. I mean, those kind of beliefs and norms. So she said, it was okay. I saw that my husband was starting to gain weight. And it was okay with me. She started watching Encrucijada and she said, oh my God, this is not good. So I don't know how they did it, but they bought a treadmill, one of those plegable treadmills. I mean, this is the change that you cannot imagine that is gonna happen. That they, she would say, he could get home, have dinner, and then go to bed because he was too tired. And I said, oh, no way, you're going to the treadmill. And then she would get him into the treadmill. She was using the treadmill. Her parents-in-law were using the treadmill. They would go out and ride the bikes. I mean, it was just incredible. Another example, it was improving communication with their children because that's a big, big one that we have in Encrucijada, improving the communication within the family. The whole thing in Encrucijada is a teenager with a mom and the teenager is involved in drugs and alcohol and all these different things. So the communication issues among the family is really, really important. And getting children vaccinated and immunized was another thing that was shown to have changes. Increasing disease management behaviors, people were seeking medical help. I mean, people were really calling, I need to get help, I need to get healthcare, I need to go to a community clinic, wherever I need to get this. attending regular checkups, talking to others, because again, it's a community effort that we're doing, talking to others about seeking medical help and encouraging others to seek medical help. So the changes in attitudes, again, importance of taking care of self to be able to take care of the family for both parents. The importance of taking care of the family health. Again, it was like, I can't wait until my child is sick. We need to go and do this. And the importance of communication with children and especially teenagers. So why did Encrucijada produce change? Well, one of the things is it was a soap opera format. It was engaging already, but it wasn't educational. And it was very interesting to talk to people and say, this is different. This is not the regular soap opera. We had very, very high ratings. We were showing every Sunday at 5 and at 10. At 5 o'clock, the ratings were much higher for men than for women. That was very interesting. But when I would talk to men, we had two case studies where there were men, and they would say, you know, this is different. This is not the regular soap opera. I don't watch soap operas. I don't waste my time. But this, I'm learning. This is real life. That was very interesting. It was a culturally appropriate, it was not threatening, it was not a lecture that they would say, I would not watch an educational program, but I loved Encrucijada. The audience identified themselves with the characters. Again, people kept telling me again and again, this is real life. And the storylines were really real. I mean, we had a group of advisors from the community to guide the project from the very beginning, so this worked very, very well. And they had an emotional connections because we were very lucky that we were able, the executive producer, Jesus Fuentes, who is a wonderful, wonderful, brilliant man, he got very well-known actors from Mexico to act in Encrucijada. So people were like, they would talk about them in their real names, not the names in the character. So it was very interesting. And the call to action and provision of resources, that, like again, the call center was very, very important. And support from the TV station. We had done focus groups at the very beginning, and they will say, if it comes from Univision, we will believe it, we will watch it. So that's it. Thank you so much for coming. If you have questions at the end, and again, I encourage you, if you are interested in hear more about Encrucijada, how this was created and the characters and everything. Wednesday at 10:30, we have another presentation. Thank you.